family meeting, oh my God, the lab workers are getting infected. We can't afford to retrofit our labs to biosafety level 3. So they simply downgraded the cancer-causing virus to biosafety level 2 and continued to let it spread through the lab workers and their families. And many of my friends died before their 60th birthdays. I was lucky enough to survive. I know the interferons to treat. I know how to treat my immune system so that I never get one of the associated diseases with XMRV. There are solutions for people. There's no fear to be infected, to being infected. Infection does not equal disease. We can help you. We're doing that right now with cannabis. We're doing that right now with energy therapies like Rife and some of the others. We can do it with, as you mentioned, the fullerenes, the C60, the buckyballs. We can do it with HBOT. We can do it with glutathione. These are
with the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exists. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Lee stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do.
Chemotherapy does.
Exactly, because, yes. Of course. Chemotherapy is terrible. Now, do you see this to you, since you are so educated on this, it must drive you nuts. Is this like bloodletting back in the day? I mean, is this what you equate it to?
And that's what they did with Dr. Kent Brantley. They bloodlet him. They took the blood and they healed the rest of them. But you don't have to do that. You can take every one of these immune people. So that's why we can prevent this vaccine from ever happening, no matter what laws are placed, if we can prove we're immune. And we can do that. I guarantee you, we've got in our country pockets of people who are already immune.
Yeah, all those healthy young people who go out and they don't get sick. They're fine. They're fine. They don't get sick. They're fine. And so they make antibodies. So use them.
Yeah, it seems like the top experts are not the ones running things. I'm sorry. And I've noticed that. And, the top experts leave because they can't stand it. And they go do their own thing. And who's left over? That's my experience, is people who are really good can't stand it being in those environments because they're so bad, you know? Their focus is wrong.
Or like me and Dr. Rossetti, they forced us out. Dr. Rossetti discovered human disease-causing retroviruses. Our work, my PhD thesis said you're treating it all wrong when men were dropping like flies in the 80s. So 1991, what did Magic Johnson get? He got a serology test. Do you have an antibody Yes, it means he was exposed. So we, instead of waiting till his immune system is crippled while we wait for a vaccine, that makes no sense. We treated right away with the antiretroviral drugs, low dose, they're far safer. Keep them until 2011. We never vaccinate an HIV infected person. And that changed the spread of HIV around the world. Everything that our work showed. And yet in 2011, Frank Rossetti and Judy Mikovits were forced out of science. Frank was forced to retire. I was put in jail and held in jail, and every nickel I ever made never had a single trial, never a single day of court, and basically everything was taken from me. And you could see that in both of our books, Plague and Plague of Corruption. But unlike William Thompson, who put the fraudulent paper in his safe and sat there for almost 20 years while millions of children were maimed or killed by these vaccines. And that coward sat there. And, you know, and then when Dr. Brian Hooker, the hero, finally got him to admit it, FOIA after FOIA after FOIA after FOIA. And he admitted that the data were fudged and the most vulnerable were literally being killed. And you have to say deliberately, because what the data at that time showed is if you waited for Black boys, little Black boys, Mexican people of color, if you waited until they were 3 years old to give them MMR, you reduce by fivefold the risk of them getting autism or any other kind of injury from that vaccine. All you had to do was wait a year, and they covered it up and they kept injecting them. That's pure evil.
It's pure evil. It's total evil. You know, what I have come to the conclusion is I can tell someone's telling the truth and their story is legit more from the abuse of power and how they're treated almost than their own story. Because that abuse of power makes it look so obvious that they're covering up. It's with whistleblowers, it's a continual I see it over and over again. Now, if they ignore them and blow them off or whatever, then then maybe their story's not legit. But when you're really threatening, like your stuff was really threatening to them, that's how you're treated. Or you're killed. I mean, frankly, people are, you're suicidal.
Oh, sure. Dr. Jeffrey Bradstreet was suicided. Dr. Timothy Cunningham at the CDC, you know, 2-3 years ago, 2017. Remember that? That was another really horrible flu season. What FLU is not influenza. The CDC tells you there are 80,000 deaths last year from influenza, but less than 1,000 of those sequences influenza of any kind. And half of those are the vaccine strains. Half of those are the vaccine strain, saying you caused the death by the vaccine, which of course they're not going to tell you. But here you are. What are the other 79,000? COVID, anyone? Do the antibody test. We'll prove this has been around here a lot long. And so what Brian or Timothy Cunningham said, I don't know what's happening, but this flu vaccine is killing people. Like, he would give people the flu vaccine. He was a CDC scientist who also worked in the field on Ebola, fabulous scientist like me. And all of a sudden, people started dropping dead from the influenza vaccine of that year. I think it was 17. I'll check. Shortly after he made those statements, he disappeared. And they said he killed himself, you know, because he didn't want somebody to know. You know, they make up the same thing, your sexual orientation or you're sleeping with someone or whatever it is. Just destroy your reputation with baseless things. Like, arresting me is because we wouldn't give it up. We made all the data public, as we continue to do so, and we will do so. We've now written two books. The first came out literally August or right when the Ebola of 2014. So the reason we wrote the second, which just came out, I just got a copy yesterday. I've got an electronic version that I believe I sent you, and I will send that to your listeners around the world, if they can, would they pre-order it from Amazon? Because I'll give it to you for free right now, but we're trying to stop the censorship of this book. So if you pre-order it, and if enough people around the world pre-order it and see the plague of corruption, the quote on the front cover says, from 2008 Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier talks about this rampant corruption hides from the public scientific truths which might go against corporate economic interests. So it's there. It's you know, this is Luc Montagnier. So he was in the worst battle there with HIV and that killing millions around the world until our research got a handle on it in 1991. So Magic Johnson, by having the courage to take those horrible, anecdotal, dangerous drugs and change the course of history and save millions. And so you, one person was asking, oh, well, why are all the athletes getting it? Oh, because they force vaccinations on athletes. They force vaccinations on teachers. They force vaccination on hospital workers. So that's, you know, when, if they've got those positives, first of all, I doubt they're positive because the CDC admittedly contaminated the test and up to 80% are false positive. So you want to confirm exposure with an antibody test. So if you confirm exposure with an antibody test and these people are making antibodies, there's no need for a vaccine. They're immune. That's the definition. And they can't change it, or then they've lied to you about their vaccines. And so this, I think this is going to blow up the entire medical mafia have right now. It should, because again, it has nothing to do with who's the president. 1984, Fauci, head of NIAID. 1986, Ronald Reagan signs that vaccine injury compensation program, the plan, to taking away all liability from vaccine manufacturers. Who's standing next to him? Tony Fauci. You know, swine flu, bird flu, Zika, Ebola, Obama, Bill Clinton, you know, anthrax, 911, George Bush. Who's standing next to every one of them saying, we must do this? Tony Fauci. So when everyone realizes who's perpetrating these crimes against all of humanity, and the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, they're all together in the crimes. The head of the CDC right now is Robert Redfield, who perpetrated the crimes on the military. And you know, they forced the hepatitis B vaccine as soon as it was developed in the early 90s on the military, on the first responders. And again, we talked earlier about anthrax. You know, no, it didn't go out. We take advantage of a little of the crisis that was 9/11. And in order to politicize and spread more of these dangerous vaccines to the military. So Robert Redfield, I can't even imagine how many lives he ruined. All this PTSD, all of this stuff, absolutely caused by the pathogens they acquired in their vaccines.
How many of these people that work for these organizations truly believe they're just not smart enough, or they just have the cognitive dissonance that they truly believe what they're doing is right and that they are just ignorant?
Well, you know, I'd say a lot of them, because that was me until 2000. In 2009, I published the discovery of a new family, the isolation, the proof, isolation in thousands of people with these diseases, with cancer, with autism, with ME/CFS, myalgic encephalomyelitis, with PTSD, with lupus, with Alzheimer's, you name it. I published a new family of retrovirus associated, not causative. Not yet. You know, this is why you can't say HIV causes AIDS. Because you can have HIV and not get AIDS. If your immune system is immune to getting dysregulated, we discovered shortly after my PhD thesis, the Mary Carrington in the lab at Fort Detrick discovered what was called the CCR5 Delta 5 mutation. And there was a mutation in the infectious receptor. And those people could, for the macrophage called CCR5, those people could get all the HIV they wanted, and they were never going to get any kind of disease. That means the virus can't cause the disease. So I believed when I was in that biosafety level 4 in USAMRIID, I was trying to save humanity from an outbreak of a more pathogenic strain. I believed I was weakening. I believe most of my colleagues believe that. But in 2009, when the intelligentsia, when the people at the top, we slipped it by the channels, and that's a funny story, and you'll read it in both books, but you know, there are eyes on every publication on a government-funded study, which is everything in our world. So you don't get your funding if you go into these areas where nobody wants you to look. So most scientists, and it was in the first book, Plague. And you can find both of our books at plaguethebook.com, and they're available on Amazon. And it's pretty easy. Just type in my name. And, you know, some of the Wikipedia is still disgusting when you read what they say about you and who has control over the media. As we're seeing, the media is spinning this out of control. The Washington Post is not a scientist. And so what we see with our work and with scientists is we believe we're doing the right thing. So we published our paper, and editors write editorials, or and these are part of the men at the top who are controlling the knowledge and the demonstration. And they said our paper said one thing, and we didn't say that. That's not what our paper said. That's propaganda. So we leave all the data in the paper. We don't use statistics. That's propaganda. You've either got a virus or you don't. And we prove it by at least two or three methods. Our data is right and true to this day. And when we refused to withdraw it, which doesn't imply any wrongdoing, they forcibly in 2011, when study after study after study said, oh my God, there are many, many, many of these mouse sequences that are associated with all kinds of different diseases in a susceptible population, like a young child whose immune system isn't fully developed, like an old person, you know, and so on and on. So you don't, you know, and so I think people don't really understand it. And most people never get to the place in life where Luc Montagnier, Frank Rossetti, and I were. We worked together, Frank Rossetti and I, since June 6, 1983. We've seen it all. And, you know, God has a sense of humor. So they ignored us, and didn't give us credit for most of our work, but we didn't really care. But when this paper came out in Science, October 8th, 2009, it was like the shot that was heard around the world. People with chronic Lyme disease, their doctors would hold up the paper. And even my husband's doctor held up the paper and said, this will change all of medicine. And it should have. That day, we should have stopped everything and realized the risk of manipulating, doing xenotransplantation, mixing human tissue with animal tissue, and evolving or accelerating the evolution of inflammatory diseases, cancer, of more pathogenic strains of viruses that now can be aerosolized, contagious. That was the point of Ebola. Oh, so the Ebola never used to transfer by anything other than blood and body fluids. And same thing with XMRVs. Now they're contagious. Now an infected family, the infection would go through the family. And these people would develop common variable immune deficiencies.
We created it.
We created it. We created
in a lab.
Plagues. Not I didn't piece it together. I just keep running it through animal tissue. And think of the lab that is your human body. Xenotransplantation means you put foreign tissue in a human. In 1999, and it's on those slides I sent you yesterday, near the Ebola slide at the end. If you didn't get them, I'll send them again for your audience, and you can post them. So xenotransplantation in 1999, Harold Varmus, the Nobel laureate, then head of NIH, said, don't do it. We didn't even do pig vessels in people with HIV infection, because you could get a recombinant that occurred between the pig retroviruses and the HIV in these patients who were immune compromised by definition. And so, in 1999, don't do it. Xenotransplantation is injecting blood or cells or DNA or anything from another animal into humans. What does every vaccine have? Yeah, tissue from another animal, cow blood, Rotatec. Rotatec vaccine has at least two pig retroviruses. The cell line in Pediarix, what we give a 2-month-old, a 4-month-old, and a 6-month-old, has Vero monkey kidney cells. That very cell line that China used Samrid and we were using in both Ebola and the SARS research. And oh, by the way, where did HIV come from? Oh, monkeys. Vero monkey kidney cells. It's all in this book. It's all there. And no, the scientists don't realize it. And that's why we wrote the book. You can't comprehend that what you spent your life working on was used not to save humanity, but to kill them. We worked 24/7 around the clock. Frank Rossetti to this day still can't comprehend this. And so it's almost a self-defense. If you really realize
exactly. that you yeah. could. You don't want to think that you were part of that, that you really did that. Now, do you believe that the people who are funding it know this?
Absolutely, because they won't fund these studies.
Because they want to hide it. Their behavior shows Correct. You that they know it. Now, Correct. Do you think that this could be, do you think it was on accident or on purpose? You said that they've been planning this for years. Their behavior, their actions show that they've been planning this for years.
Well, they've been culturing the cells, knowing how dangerous this was. In fact, they're called gain of function studies. You just keep passing it through different animals. And every time it comes out of an animal, it's different. That's by definition, the sequence is different. So, it can either be weakened and do less damage, which it does when you pass it through different animals, usually. This is the whole basis of vaccines. The polio vaccine in the early days, and that's chapter 5 of our first book, Plague. In the early days, you just pass the virus, the enterovirus, through mouse brains. And it was admitted even then by the scientists at doing it, you could pick up a dormant virus that was not pathogenic to the mice, but in the humans could combine with the enterovirus, the polio virus, and make a strong, and kill or cause the disease. And in fact, all the polio in this country is caused by the polio vaccine, the IPV. It's a live attenuated, they call it. So are they planning it purposely? Did they say, okay, if we keep doing this, we'll have that pathogenic strain by this date? No, I don't think so. But I think they knew it could happen, and they know how
fast. And they just kept doing it.
Viruses mutate, huh?
And they just kept doing it. They know it was a consequence that, yeah.
Right. And there was a law. Francis Collins in 2013 said, you cannot do these types of gain of function studies. You can't teach these things new tricks. So my job in 1999 was to teach Ebola to infect human cells without killing them. Ebola doesn't infect human cells without killing them, and therefore the infection is limited. You won't get infected. But again, we're injecting these things. You don't need infection if you've injected the nucleic acid. And that's why I'm telling America, they injected it by way of flu vaccines. And they drove the expression, they drove the levels of virus in the sick people because they have no immune systems, or they have weakened immune systems because they have cancer, because they have RD, other diseases.
Ooh, is this an example of us being knowing enough to be dangerous? Like, we know enough to mess around, but we're too ignorant to not hurt ourselves?
Yes, but there's that evil component. Okay. There's, you know, you can't take away that evil component.
Well, the eugenics. Is there a eugenics component here?
Sure. It was the blacks and the Mexicans, the dark skin were most susceptible. Yeah, the Liberians, those black people sitting on that oil and diamonds. Yes. You know, there is a survival of the fittest, and it's not your genetics, folks. It's your epigenetics and what is mandated to be injected. And it goes throughout history in the American Indians. I don't remember when Oliver Wendell Holmes was in the Supreme Court, but he allowed the sterilization of Native Americans because he said we have enough imbeciles. And that's, you know, and we know of Tuskegee, where they did experiments on prisoners. Well, we know that in the early 2000s, after Andy Wakefield's paper showing the gastrointestinal inflammation and how it destroyed the gut of the most susceptible children, caused this inflammation, this fire, and that 70% of your immune system's in your gut, so it dysregulated, and more and more shots just made them sicker and sicker and sicker. So we, in the 2000s, there was a hot lot, as we call it, a hot lot of vaccines that was more contaminated than other vaccines. And a whole bunch of kids in Mississippi came down sick. So what did the government do and the FDA? Did they try to figure out what was wrong with that lot, that these kids got extra super sick and some died from that vaccine? No, they simply made a law that they spread out the lots all around the world.
Geez.
So they could never. Yeah, this is how evil it is. So, and this is in the book as well. And this is the work of attorney Mike Hugo, an environmental law.
Is it because they want to make more money? They just want the money and they don't want the hassle. That's why it's illegal to sue the vaccine companies. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. The concern I have is that this is a bioweapon, whether it was put out on purpose or put on purpose. That's more of a concern. And that,
right,
it's not the last one. That whoever, yeah, people get pissed and they start putting out bioweapons.
Since 1984.
That's what's been going on?
It's not the first one. Bird flu, swine flu, Zika, Ebola. This may be the most pathogenic of bioweapons because it's SARS-2, but the bigger concern is, and for all people, the single best thing they can do to protect their health and protect them from whatever bioweapon they make is don't ever get another shot. Don't let anyone shoot you. You know, I use the Hamilton musical. You know, I'm not giving up my shot. And so now they're taking away our guns, just like they did with the American Indians before, Wounded Knee. And those were my relatives they killed. They promised you something. Oh, we'll take care of you. Take away all your guns. We'll go peaceably. And then they shot them all in cold blood. Trail of tears. You know, it's over and over and over again. And what needs to happen, we need not be afraid. We just need to stand up and have a peaceful revolution like Selma. We watch the movie Selma, you know, we've got movie like Harriet Tubman. We need to have an underground railroad. We need to save as many people as we can. That's why I talk on every one of these shows. That's why we wrote the book. If we can educate one person and that we've suffered, you know, everything they threw at us. And, you know, I'm hiding in plain sight with the books. I'm worse to them dead now. So, you know, they're more afraid of killing me than I am afraid of dying.
Yeah, because then they explode. Your information will explode out there.
It will.
Well, okay, how do people learn more about you? How do they get copies of your book?
Plaguethebook.com. all one word, plaguethebook.com is our website. And the books, both books are available right now at Amazon. If you pre-order Plague of Corruption, it'll be out April 14th. If you pre-order it today, and there's an info at plaguethebook.com, that comes right to my mailbox. Write me at plaguethebook.com. It comes right to my Gmail, and I answer as fast as I possibly can. And everybody who writes this and says, I pre-ordered the book, I will send them the electronic early release version. So they can have it in their mailbox tomorrow if they write me.
And that will help calm the censorship.
Correct. And that will help calm the, yeah, you can't censor it if people have, you can't censor it if they've all got it in their mailbox, and then you'll get the hard copy. I'll autograph them for you. You know, it's not about me. This isn't my story. I'm blessed. I worked in a biosafety level 3 or 4 my whole life. I got infected with XMRVs. The lab workers all did. That's chapter 8 of our first book, the July 22nd invitation only meeting. Oh my God, the lab workers are getting infected. We can't afford to retrofit our labs to biosafety level 3. So they simply downgraded the cancer causing virus to biosafety level 2 and continued to let it spread through the lab workers and their families. And many of my friends died before their 60th birthdays. I was lucky enough to survive. I know the interferons to treat. I know how to treat my immune system so that I never get one of the associated diseases with XMRV. There are solutions for people. There's no fear to be infected, to being infected. Infection does not equal disease. We can help you. We're doing that right now with cannabis. We're doing that right now with energy therapies like Rife and some of the others. We can do it with, as you mentioned, the fullerenes, the C60, the buckyballs. We can do it with HBOT. We can do it with glutathione.
There are solutions.
We have a healthy immune system, and we have God-given plants and vegetables and ways to cure any of these things, even the worst. And I've seen the worst, and I know we can do it.
And I got to get you hooked up with Sherry Edwards so that we can take it even farther. Because I know we can. Yes. Well, thank you.
I know we can do it.
Yes, we can. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Sarah. Thanks for the audience. I really appreciate it.